And we are back. So Dilmas, it's funny because, you know, you and I, we had a fabulous two-man cast last time around, and sure. we broke down trailers, and I was like, have you seen this Wednesday trailer? And it was not on the notes, so that was my fault. I just like threw you under the bus there. I'm like, oh, I was throwing you and Travis under the bus. I'm like, Travis should have thrown on there. I just was kind of making my own topic there.
There was a lot of bodies under that bus.
There was a lot of bodies on the bus, and I was the one driving it. But yeah, all the trailers are there. We got three we're going to be talking about today.
Two, right? Oh no!
Does oh yeah, no, don't no, two Mario
two
posterizers.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So actually, yeah, maybe we'll start with the Mario poster because that's not actually a trailer.
Not yet. In 2 days, it'll have evolved into a full trailer.
Exactly.
Hopefully we had a full trailer. Hopefully not like a 10-second teaser.
We had enough juicy topics to not delay the cast for that, you know, with the Wakanda stuff. But yeah, in 2 days we're getting the Mario trailer. But you know, quick thoughts on just what this poster was. It's very Mario-like.
It's very Mario-like. It's very Illumination Studios-like, which makes sense because they're making it. I think it looks great. I like the look. This is something different too. Like there's obviously the Princess Toadstool castle up on the hill, but like everything around it is like, okay, this is not the Mushroom Kingdom as I'm used to it. So I'm very excited to see what that is. And yeah, just the animation quality looks great. Obviously it's one image, it's not a moving frame, so we'll see how that goes. But once again, it's a good studio behind it. I'm very excited for this because I love the voice cast for this. I think they've just nailed the casting. I'm very excited to see it
as much as you can nail a Mario casting
I guess. But I'm very excited for this. I cannot wait for this one to drop.
Absolutely, man. I feel like I've known this project's coming, and obviously, like, we covered, like, who's casted for it and whatnot, but until I saw the image, it was like, oh, wow, yeah, this is actually happening here, and yeah, it looks, you know, it looks definitely separate from, like, other Mario things I've seen, but still, like, it's, the world just looks totally Nintendo Mario world-like, so I think this definitely gets me pretty excited to get this trailer in the next coming days. Just the different characters, I feel like, was definitely like the showcase for me. Just like the toads, like being toads, and the little creatures like walking through the like the city.
I like the little village, man. It like almost has like the Wakanda like market streets vibe to it. Hey,
the Namor equivalents coming to flood.
Be in the like just like one of those weird blooper fish? Like
yeah,
I don't know
probably the blooper fish or like the squid, right? Like that's like a big villain. A lot of the times I feel good, at least in like the Super Mario Sunshine game. But yeah, no, like again, not too much to really dissect here. It's just be prepared next coming days. We're gonna
be
talking about that trailer, and can't wait to see it. So with that out of the way, let's move on to the trailers. Anyone you want to really start with, or should I just go off the top?
Just pick one.
Just pick one, eh? All right, so I'm gonna go with let's go with the sun. Yeah, like both of these, none of these trailers are really like super like, oh man, like I can't wait to like, no, maybe they rephrase that because I actually can't wait to see these movies because they look really exciting, but it's not like, oh, the explosions and like, oh, like this looks hilarious. Like these are like pretty serious films, it seems. So starting with The Sun, because what I was trying to say is I don't want to like end on like a melancholy tone, you know. This movie seems a little bit.
We
gotta
end
so
on the
than...
hashtag Pew Boys. You know?
Exactly. Thank you. Oh, you threw me a life raft there. I was drowning. but yeah, I think I'll just start here. I've been starting you off with the whole all night, as it usually goes. But yeah, so this trailer for this movie starring Hugh Jackman, we got a lot of big names in here. Actually, we have Vanessa Kirby, we have Laura Dern. I've never seen the Sun
Anthony
in anything.
Hopkins is in there.
Anthony Hopkins, that's right. So like huge cast. And like definitely not a role that I mean Hugh Jackman's done so many phenomenal things, but not a role that like I feel like I've seen him in where he's just like a father, you know. He's looks like a businessman, he's wearing a suit like throughout the entire trailer. And I was kind of like, I don't know, I feel like I kind of got like not choked up, but like I'd like clear my throat watching this trailer, honestly. I don't know what it was. I don't know if I'm seeing myself in the sun where it's just like, oh yeah, your son hasn't been to school in a month. I'm like, well, I never skipped that much, but I definitely was missing a few days there. But just like the whole dynamic of the father and the son, like, again, like that dynamic, but also like all the other moving pieces in the son's life. It just, this is going to be like a really raw film, I feel, that's really tugging at the heartstrings, and probably one I'm honestly going to want to see with my dad. I think it's going to be like one of those where it's just like a really good, like, I don't, it's not even like a heartwarming story, but like maybe it is. It's just like, for what it showed, it's just like really raw. I think like the biggest thing was like the flashbacks to like what their life was like when they were younger and how close it was to like where it is now. It looks very emotional, and I think there's gonna be some very phenomenal performances. I think it said it was from like the producers of, oh, what is it, like the life of the, not the life of dog, it's like dog, dog, oh, something, one of that Oscar movie was
the one with Benedict Cumberbatch,
whatever it is. So I saw that, I'm like, okay, this is gonna be a serious movie here. And then when the rest of the trailer went on, it was like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a serious movie. And but like, again, like I'm not trying to say anything negative about it, like it looks like a really, really well-made movie. And I love Vanessa Kirby. I don't see her in enough. I haven't seen, I think it's Pieces of Woman, that really, again, just really gripping, emotional movie. Travis watched it and praised it very highly. So I've definitely, it's on the list. I'm gonna have to get around to it sooner or later. But I just, this trailer, it really like caught me off guard. I was like, wow, I didn't expect to be covering a trailer like this today in today's newscast. But
yeah.
Did this do anything for you like it did for me? Because it really hit me.
I'm gonna go the complete opposite way. This, oh, okay, just looked incredibly generic to me.
Oh,
I feel like every
no.
line is like, oh, you weren't there for him, and like, yeah. oh, he's hasn't eaten in a month. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. All this.
You're combining
sorry,
the
that's
trailers.
The other trailer. Yeah. He hasn't been school.
He hasn't eaten in a month.
We will mention not eating in a month soon. But no, I don't know. For me, this did nothing. I felt like Hugh Jackman is phoning this one in. Like, I don't know. This did nothing for me, absolute zero. So you can be the one who's hyping up this one to me, but yeah, I don't think I'll be seeing this one. I'd love to be proven wrong. It just seems like a very safe thing that I've seen a million times before. And I, you know, truthfully, I don't know if I've seen Hugh Jackman act much outside of Wolverine. I can't think of like iconic Hugh Jackman movies. So
well,
maybe
you
I
got
just
the
not...
Prestige, right, Nolan?
I've not seen. Well, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were on that retro, or at least that one episode you might have missed.
I think I missed that one episode, or if we did, I somehow have completely blanked it out of my mind. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen much of him, so maybe this is like what he's normally like when he's acting or something. But I don't know. I just felt like he could not care less about this movie when he was acting in these scenes. So hopefully I'm proven wrong, but I don't think I'll be testing the waters on this one. You can go in. You can be the canary in the coal mine and let me know if it's any good or if I should skip it.
Yeah, exactly. If you hear nothing from me, it's probably a bad sign. So, S-Bub in the chat, he said, the son is a prequel to the father. And I thought he was trolling me just like right away. So I had to Google. Apparently, the father actually was a movie with Anthony Hopkins. And I haven't done much further digging if this is a attachment or whatnot. I feel like, S-Bub, just let me know if you're trolling me or not.
The most generic titles of all time. So he told me the father is a movie. I believe you, but I've never heard of it.
So there you go. Yeah, I mean, let us know what you thought about the trailer. 50-50 split, that's not always the case, but honestly, I like that when that happens, because again, it has different, it's not like we're just an echo chamber of like, oh, this is awesome. Yeah, it is, you know. Yeah. Not much to discuss there. So moving along to our last trailer, which is, what a great way to end it, hashtag Pew Boys here. We got Florence Pugh starring in oh my gosh, what's it even called, the Wonder.
Wonder,
there you go. The Wonder
Another
trailer.
Name that's not great. Yeah.
Before we go there, clear up, S-Bub said, I am not Anthony Hopkins' one best actor for The Father. I saw he was in it, but I thought it was one of those things where it's just they're in both, so they're attaching it. But there you go. Here we are now with Florence Pugh, though. Dylan Muss, what do you think of this trailer? A little bit freaky, a little bit spooky, maybe?
Yeah,
this
one definitely did more for me. Obviously, you know, Florence Pugh, she's got the Pugh factor. You know, I mean, even like, you know, Don't Worry, Darling came out recently. We reviewed that. And for the faults that movie has, like, she is just outstanding. And, you know, showed me that even if there's a movie that isn't the best or has some issues around it, like, she can just rise it up to a level that's passable. And, like, I feel like she's doing an accent here I've never heard her do before. Like, she is just so good.
Which, like, I think that's her actual voice, honestly. Like
what?
She's, like,
I
British.
She just had, like, a regular, like, American accent. Am I
no,
wrong?
No, and that's... No, she's from, like, UK.
She... I had no
that's
idea.
That's what's... Again,
she's a chameleon.
Phenomenal
that's
actress.
How good she
yeah.
is, yeah.
Yeah, she is a chameleon. Because, yeah, like, when she was talking, I was like... I think that's her actual voice there, because
okay.
like we've seen Midsommar, of course, like
so
the character
that was,
of Danny.
That was the first one,
yeah.
right? So like, I've always that's what I've assumed. That's the default. So anything that deviates from there, but I guess Little Women happened too, and she probably had a British kind of accent.
No,
in that
that's
one,
like an American accent as well, because they're
Is
like
it?
They're situated
okay.
in like America. Yeah.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that one. Interesting.
Oh, it's phenomenal. So there you go. I was definitely getting Little Women vibes, but it's funny because I was mentioning that to Shay just a couple days ago. I was like, I don't know what it is with like British actors, but they just do so many different accents like so well. Like it's mm-hmm. I feel like it's so much more rare to have like an American actor do a like a UK British accent or something like that, or like an Australian. Again, someone in the chat is probably going to give me like a million different examples. Just the top of my head, I feel like there's so many more cases of like British or Australian like individuals just doing like
Man,
a
I
very
I thought she
clean...
was American. I'm just mind blown right now.
Blows your mind, right? Yeah. Because like the other one would be like Hugh, because he's Australian, isn't he? And
right.
like he, just yeah. him as Logan, like he just has that killer American accent, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, accents to the side. What else was going on in this trailer?
No, yeah, I like the hook of this. I think it seems interesting. I think, you know, it being a Netflix one is where I would check it out. I don't think I'd be rushing to the theater to check this out. But I don't know. I like the idea. It's almost like a little bit Lighthouse-y. Like all these characters are stuck in this small little place together. And they're all kind of just psychoanalyzing this one character, and they're going to come out with their verdict at the end of this 2-week period. Like that's an interesting hook to me. I'm into it. I don't know. I feel like other than Florence, I don't know if there was anyone in here who was like, oh, I'm very curious to see more about that character. Or they really hooked me with the backstory of this character or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think the cinematography seems pretty solid. I really like the use of colors. Like there it's kind of like dull and faded, but then there's certain characters that might be wearing like a blue dress that just like really
yeah.
pops, and I feel like they're really trying to highlight something with that. So yeah, I'm interested in this. I think it's definitely one I would check out on Netflix there and see how it goes.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean hashtag Pew Boys, she's like probably like my top actress right now, honestly. She's so phenomenal. I haven't seen Don't Worry Darling yet. Mm-hmm. I was away, you know, this last
week. You
gotta
check it out.
So yeah, Shay was even interested in too. I've definitely got her like more on the Pew train, but I feel like mostly it's like like Harry Styles for her. She's like, oh, gotta check this out. She's like, and Florence mm-hmm. Pugh, yeah, let's check this one out. So we'll definitely be getting around to it. And like, you know, just Pugh Boys. I like follow like just like the Florence Pugh like fan accounts. So like a long time ago, I saw like a behind the scenes shot of like her in the dress, and just immediately like got like Little Women vibes. I'm like, I don't know what project this is, or if this is like an unused shot from like Little Women or something, but can't wait to finally get a trailer. So here we are. We finally, I get my first look at the wonder, with the wonder Florence Pugh on screen. And yeah, this trailer, I mean, I would have been seeing it anyways, just for Florence, and the fact that it is on Netflix, it's so accessible. So that makes it really easy, just barrier to entry. But it had like a mysterious vibe that I really wasn't expecting, of just like this character that has, like she just hasn't eaten in what did she say?
She
like
hasn't gone
like
to
a
school
month.
In a month. No.
Right. It was the son that didn't eat for a month. So she hasn't eaten in a month. And I can't imagine that's the only weird thing going on with this character.
Yeah.
And they're definitely playing on those lines of like, wow, she's just like, she's a con artist. I think one of the characters says like, she's just kind of playing everyone, but I don't think that will be the case. And as you mentioned, I think the hook is enough to kind of get me interested, even if it wasn't like Florence in the lead. Just the concept alone, it has me intrigued of like, okay, well, what's the explanation? You know, we're going to be getting that at the end, I would imagine.
There's some sinister undertones, but it's not a horror or a thriller film.
No.
At least that's not how they're showing it off. So right there, there's something that they're playing with there that seems intriguing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, because it's not like she's like murdering like these watchers, at least from what was shown in the trailer or anything like that. But I'm just excited to see like what like if Florence goes through like a transition of like, I don't know, maybe feeling like really bad for the girl, like she kind of already showed a few of those layers with the way that she was kind of confronting, I think they're just called like the Watch, like the people that, like on the council kind of running this right, experiment. Yeah. And like maybe she is going to be getting conned by the girl, and like not necessarily like the girl is like just faking that she's not eating, but like maybe like winning Florence over, and then like some bad things are going to happen. I don't know. And again, that's what has me excited, because this trailer really didn't reveal like spoiler stuffs, and I got to applaud them for that. With me, you know, I'm a resident Netflix movie not lover.
That whole saga a couple months ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of things that I got excited for and just pretty much let down. But I think I'm at like an all-time high for it, honestly. Like Day Shift, I really, really liked. Do Revenge. I think it was good enough for me to really like it. Yeah. It wasn't like, it, you know, not a 10 out of 10 or anything like that, but it was enjoyable enough. I think, yeah. Not gonna review the whole movie right now, but yeah, I
like
it.
Certainly no Mean Girls 2. It's not nowhere near that quality, but it's a similar style, I guess. Yeah,
absolutely. That's a great way to say that. Yeah, because I feel like I'd seen that, and this is just turning into a review. I feel like I'd seen that like tones of it, but I couldn't really like pin it on something. So you mentioning Mean Girls there, it's like, yeah, definitely, okay. But yeah, so I think I definitely just have my hopes up for this, because I don't want to see a Florence Pugh movie and really not like it. That hasn't happened yet. I haven't seen all the things that she's in, but she's the type of actress that can really just lift a project from her performance alone. Sounds like Downward Darling is something of that. I can't judge it because I haven't seen it.
You gotta check it out. Yeah, gotta watch that one. Yeah, I mean, I was just checking through the director and the writers as well of this, and
oh, yes.
not really anyone I recognize, not any works I'm familiar with, so I think it'll be a bit of a blank slate. But I guess we do got Toby Jones in there as well, who of
Toby
course
Jones.
Played Dr. Zola in the MCU, so we got you know, a connection between two MCU people here now, which
he's probably playing a doctor too. He's just like a typecasted doctor. Yeah. He's got that look, right?
He definitely has that look. So that's the only other guy kind of associated with this project that I recognize. So
okay.
I think in that way it'll be a bit of a blank slate, but that's always good sometimes to you know, discover some new talent. Maybe it's like, oh, I love this, I'm gonna go check out the director, the writers, other works.
Yeah,
based off
absolutely.
A book, of course, which I'm assuming was somewhat popular if it is getting the adaptation.
Yeah. S-Bubs, our guy in the chair, always there to give some great information. This isn't Netflix original. Got acquired by Netflix from a film vestal, I believe.
Good to know.
So,
I like that.
Yeah, that is good to know, because again, maybe I won't have that Netflix effect on myself. And it's not even like I'm like, oh, Netflix, oh, I'm not going to like this. I want to like these projects, you know? Triple Frontier, that is way back in our archives of reviews. Go check out that. I was just so let down. So many great cast members on that, but just such a flat soda. Just left open for like 3 days. Yeah. Dylan Muss, anything else? Or actually, I have one last thing to say on this trailer.
What's that?
The visuals, I adding on to what you said of just like, I don't know the best way to describe it. It's just like certain colors made the scenes pop like a lot. Did you ever get around to seeing The Northman?
No, I still haven't yet.
No.
I probably will before Golden Geeks time, but
yeah.
It's, haven't checked it out yet.
Definitely check it out. I mean, yeah, it's going to be Golden Geeks, so you're going to have to. But
do.
That one had a lot of, because I think they're in like Iceland or like something of equivalent, or just like a very like Norse like island type thing. And it had a very, like a lot of shots that reminded me of this, of just like it looks cold, like a lot of green plains with like some like mountains in the back. And just a beautiful shot. So I love that. Then having like Florence's dress in the images of just like the really bright blue, it just really popped for me. So the visuals were definitely hitting me. And even like the scenes of them like in the watch room, I guess, like when they're having their little meetings there, like again, it just had like a very dark tone, but then they would go outside and it just seems like brighter. So yeah, visuals were definitely, my eyes were liking it a lot. Two thumbs up for my eyes. Yeah. Anything else to add on to anything that we've said today?
No, I don't think so. It's a good fun one. We should say too that Travis told you he did an episode yesterday which covered a lot of MCU kind of rumors and things like that happened the last few days. So go check that out for some other good MCU stuff. But
absolutely, yes. I forgot to plug that earlier on, but Travis told you, pop it off. Lots of fun there. Dylan Muss, thank you so much for joining me today. Again, this is lots of fun. Two-man cast. crisp hour and a half. Thank you to everyone in the chat that stopped by. Yeah. Lots of fun. Till next time, it will not be boring.
See you.
Bye.